Hi, it's Abby again, and I'm currently with Martin Edmondson, who is the Chief Exec of Graduates Yorkshire. And we've just been talking about a track he was in earlier about the candidate experience. So, Martin, what's so important about the candidate experience then?
I think the key thing with candidate experience is that candidates who come to job sites and job boards want to be treated like an individual, and they want to feel like when they visit that site, they're seeing content that is real and relevant to them.
Yeah,
and I think that's a real challenge for job boards at the moment, because if you typically run a search in a big job site on, say, jobs in Leeds or jobs in Bristol, you'll find you get a lot of jobs back that are very similarly worded. They're either written by agencies who write them quite quickly and perhaps don't give real creativity or attention to detail to those adverts, or they're perhaps duplicate jobs, or in worst case scenarios, some people even create fake jobs in order to just attract candidates.
Yeah.
So the candidate's trust is then really tested about whether they should really be looking at that site and whether that there's real value in even spending the time crafting an application for those jobs.
And I guess for grads as well, who won't necessarily be very experienced in sort of looking for jobs online, etc. I think it's obviously even more important to get it right for them. How would you look at the candidate experience for grads differently from anyone else? Or
one of the things we've taken a decision to do on Graduates Yorkshire is to ask agencies who post on our site to name their client.
Yeah.
Which is quite a radical step, given that most agencies tend to want to keep their client quiet for various reasons. Now, what that means is that we have less jobs on the site, so our volume reduces because we don't get all those postings that we were talking about earlier. But it means that every job on there is a real job, because they wouldn't post the name of the client if there wasn't a real job behind
it.
So it means our graduates can really trust the content of the site.
Yeah.
And that means they tend to tell their friends about it because they trust it.
Yeah.
And so we then grow our graduate database, which is then good news for our employers, because it's a virtuous cycle, because the graduates trust it and the employers know there's a high volume of graduates who want to work for them. So it then becomes both a commercially smart thing to do, as well as being actually a much better experience for the candidate.
Yeah, sure. Okay. And so how are you integrating all of this with LinkedIn and Facebook and so on? Are you using those a lot? Or
We certainly use Twitter and Facebook a lot. LinkedIn at the moment for graduates doesn't seem to have caught on massively. In some quarters, it does, but not massively.
Yeah, Kyle was saying that a lot through the day. He said that LinkedIn's just not doing it for him.
No, and similarly to some extent with Twitter as well, we find that the demographic of Twitter is slightly older than probably as are the majority of our audience.
Yeah.
But Facebook is clearly an area where virtually every undergraduate and graduate is on Facebook.
Yeah.
And so what we find is that we have to go to them to some extent and go to Facebook, create interesting content, which then if they like what they hear and they like the conversations we engage them in on Facebook, they tend to then come over to Graduates Yorkshire to do their registering and CV and apply for the jobs that we have.
Yeah, okay, so you're doing that through a Facebook page or something like that, rather
than... it's a fan page, fan
group.
But we have a real person doing real comments on there. It's not automated, it's not feeds, it's real genuine content.
Yeah.
And I think they also appreciate that as well, because I think the digital savvy graduate is pretty smart at spotting what's genuine content and what's just been generated from some sort of auto feed.
Yeah, cool, okay. And rest of the day, you going to be going to more tracks? Got anything in mind?
Probably go to a few more tracks and then off to the Noras this evening, where we're shortlisted for best regional job site. So
very good.
If we won that, we'll
wait and see. Well, best of luck for that.
even if we don't, I'm sure it'll be a great evening. And hopefully catching up with lots more people and a bit of networking and all of that.
Yeah, cool. Okay, well, thanks ever such a lot for your time, Martin. Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye.